Okay, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Juno Young. I'm a postdoc researcher and a shy Korean guy at Texas A&M Corpus Christi. Today, I would like to introduce my research about automatic open cotton ball detection method using UAS. As you know, UAS has great potential and facilitates precise data collection in large crop fields without labor-intensive and time-consuming works. Also, crops can be monitored with short time interval, even on a daily basis or hourly basis. It's unlike other remote sensing data, such as aerial photos and satellite images. There are many attempts to measure how tall or how big cotton is, but if we can extract cotton balls, the yields can be estimated using that open cotton balls without measuring whole biomass, including stems and leaves. But the problem is cotton balls in UAV image have different spectral values according to their UAV sensors, weather, and time of flight. So actually, it is almost impossible to set all criteria for every single raw image, for every mosaic image acquired on different date from different sensors. So that is why I focus on adaptive and automatic extraction of open cotton ball. So how can we detect open cotton balls automatically? It is simple for us, just extract white object in here. But the problem is, how can you set brightness criteria to extract these white objects? So I've designed the method to extract these white criteria like this. First, find small, round, and homogeneous regions automatically. Second, divide them into white and black objects automatically. And finally, we have got small, round, white, and homogeneous objects. It should be cotton balls. So from these objects, we have obtained clues of spectral criteria. This is the flow chart of my study. I use subset image of mosaic image. So here is a UAV subset image, and there are cottons and other things, ground and a shadow. I used region growing method. For this, I randomly extracted some initial starting points of region growing. So then they grow until there is no more spectrally similar pixels in the neighborhood. So it can form certain boundary of each object, so we can measure their spectral characteristics like a size or their roundness. So finally, I apply the filtering to extract small and round objects like this. So while this process, I masked out some segments which have large size compared with single cotton ball. That is because of computation efficiency. For example, whenever the initial starting points are located within some big segment, it will take a lot of time to generate same segment over and over. So these numbers are brightness values of each segment. So threshold value to discriminate these two objects was automatically derived using OTS method. And then finally, these threshold values are applied to OSMOSA image to extract all white objects, including irregular shaped cotton balls. And then I did some more analysis compare with actual ill data. This is data and study site. I use PanelFoam and its standard integrated sensors, and it captured on August 18, 2016. The study site is located at Texas A&M Corpus Christi, Abbey Life Corpus Christi. Flight conditions are at 15 meter altitude and 85% overlap, 0.6 centimeter spatial resolution, and this is a mosaic image, which is overlapped with our own GIS data. There are 490 boundary rows and 31 varieties, and ill data for each row. So I choose two subset images, which are located in the center and in the boundary of row, like this. So this is the second image. As you can see, this black area, the extremely big segments compared with single or connected cotton balls are excluded from iteration just for computation efficiency. This is criteria, which is larger than 3.6 meter square. And the filtering result, they applied some roundness criteria over than 0.7. One means perfect circle. So I applied these size and roundness criteria to extract some segments like this. As you can see here, region growing segments will represent cotton ball candidate. These cotton ball candidates include black or white object, which is small and round. And then this is a histogram of these cotton ball candidate. So x-axis is brightness value and y-axis is frequency of their frequency. So automatic threshold value is calculated from this bimodal distribution using OAT method. So threshold value can be obtained this location. So derived threshold values in red, green, and blue bands are 150 something like this. And that threshold values are used to detect open cotton balls in the mosaic image, original image. And then same size constraint is applied to the osmosaic image like this. Actually, this is used for removing speckle noises, which is smaller than 9 square centimeters. So this is the final extraction result. This automatic cotton ball extraction results show high accuracy, 90%. So then, as I mentioned before, I have GIS data, so and cotton ball area size based on each row was measured and integrated with cotton GIS data, like this. So and then I compare these two data. As you can see here, they have positive relationship between cotton ball area per grid and ill. R scale was 0.58. I think it is a little bit lower than my expectation. It results from the native view limitation of UAV imaging, and this regarding about cotton ball density. So, but I used only one data, only one variable, so I think this is quite good enough to analyze the ill. When you select the top one-third rows by ball area, 70% of them belong to top one-third row by ill. So we can estimate top one-third varieties with 70% accuracy. This is conclusion. The proposed method automatically extracts open cotton balls with high accuracy, 90%. It contributes to reducing labor-intensive and time-consuming works in cotton analysis. It estimates actual yields with 0.58 R-scale value without measuring whole biomass. It estimates the top one-third yield variety with 70% accuracy. as future studies the method to improve eye care and to detect bottom cotton balls using low image itself will be developed. And we have found some mistakes in actual field measurement and some blurred parts in UAB imaging. So hopefully we can remove that error rows. It will contribute to the increase of eye care. Thank you for your attention.
Do you have any questions from the audience?
At any point did you take a picture of a cotton plant with the bowls on it, mm-hmm. and then have your program count the number of bowls and then compare that to what your count of the bowls was?
I'm sorry?
Did you ever count the
number of bowls
on a plant and then compare that to what your software?
No, I didn't. Actually, I can do that because I can measure the connected components, number of the connected components, but it is just data view imaging. So many balls are connected each other in the UAV images. So I think that is not meaningful. So the area size is more powerful variable to estimate ill, not a number of balls, because they are connected in raw image.
So you estimated the yield based on the area,
yes,
of the wide area, right? Not the
whole area per grid.
Yeah, but not the number of the ball.
Yeah.
It's based on the area.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. So if there's an overlap, you cannot see. You know what I mean? The cutting about more than 1 meter deep. Mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah.
No. Overlap.
Yeah.
We did that type of work.
More questions? No, we're a few minutes early, but the session is scheduled to end at 3 o'clock, so we will resume back here at 4 p.m.